Back for another edition of Game Reflections presented by GlassTech. I'm Andrew Mason here with KC Jones, breaking down three plays from the Dolphins' win over the Broncos this past week. We're going to start with a promising play from early in the game. The Broncos did get a running game going pretty well against the Dolphins at times. C.J. Anderson at 4.5 yards per carry, and this was one of his better runs, an 8-yard run early in the game, the third of four consecutive running plays with which the Broncos started the game.
A great start running the ball. C.J. Anderson looking really, really good, but on this play, it's basically a power without the fullback. Big 60, Connor McGovern looking like an athlete, pulls around, finishes the block on Cameron Wake, and springs C.J. Anderson for a big gain. But the play to me is made with a deuce block with Garcia and Bowles on Donovan Sue, just blasting him right off the ball. You'll see here, 93, always garners a double team. Big, big play. Should come off for the linebacker, Kiko Alonso, but when you're blocking Sue, you got to do it with two people.
Yeah, we'll talk about Max Garcia again in this piece. Garcia, last week, actually, Vance Joseph said he thought had the best game of any offensive lineman against the Raiders, carried it forward with another good game against the Dolphins. Now, later in the first quarter, the passing game did get going, did have a burst late in the first quarter with two big plays, the second of which came here when Trevor Siemian hit Benny Fowler.
Start with a two tight end look off of the screen, which basically keeps their base defense on the field. Then they basically split the zone on the two deep coverage. Fowler makes a great play, a great throw by Siemian. But also look inside. If you look inside, Max Garcia is teamed up against Sue with a one-on-one block. That's what makes the play, keeps the pressure off of Siemian to deliver a good pass.
Yeah. Nice play for Fowler this set up. The Broncos field goal by Brandon McManus. That put them in front early. You can see here what Garcia does on Sue, drives him laterally, keeps him out of Trevor Siemian's face. There's the pass and the completion, gets the Broncos into scoring range. On to the defensive side, the big play, the Broncos' only touchdown of the game, Justin Simmons with the pick six here. Of course, Justin Simmons doing a lot of work as a slot corner in this game because Aqib Talib was out, so Chris Harris Jr. moved outside, Bradley Roby number two corner, Justin Simmons working on the slot, very busy, made this big play for the first touchdown of his pro career.
On the play, you'll see two in the slot. Roby's all over their number one receiver, Kenny Stills, and then Simmons just gets his hand in there in this very tight window on the third and one play, gets the ball, and then it's off to the race. It's a wonderful play. Gets into a two-possession game late in the third quarter. It's a different game at this point.
Yeah, I mean, the two-point conversion failed after this play. You almost wish the defense could have had another shot because it had the momentum, but you had to, you know, the offense couldn't get it done. But still, Simmons playing slot corner, Chris Harris Jr. on the outside, Roby on the outside. All three of them had takeaways. Chris Harris Jr. with an interception. Roby, of course, also had a forced fumble and recovered his own fumble. And Simmons with the interception. Wasn't a good game for the Broncos on a team perspective, but the no-fly zone certainly got the job done on Sunday as best as it could. For KC Jones, I'm Andrew Mason. We'll see you next week.